Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Chance reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kralik, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bresud moves to third. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schilling moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Davalillo tags and moves to third. Wagner tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conigliaro moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Davalillo throws the ball into Hauser, who tags Yastrzemski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Conigliaro scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone strikes out. two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Francona reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to second. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Chuck Schilling. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Davalillo moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner is walked intentionally. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chance hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Francona bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Gary Bell. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hauser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.